Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and co-host,
Ani Avedisian. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, Cynthia and I always delight in the opportunity to join with you all and to discuss life, love, the universe, and everything in between and beyond. And speaking of beyond, it looks as though our listener base is expanding. We always hear, and we do encourage this, but we always get emails from our brothers and sisters all over the USA and our Canadian cousins. But recently we've had emails from France, from England. Hello, everybody in England, my home. And very recently, we've actually heard from the Armenian Democratic Republic. So that's pretty amazing. I am delighted that there's a group of English students there at the American University tuning in to Awakening Matters and bringing metaphysics to the masses out there in Armenia. Congratulations, everyone. Back to you, Cynthia.
That's fabulous. I really appreciate that update. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, today's show, we have a very special guest that we are excited to have, and we are also very excited to incorporate in our family of consciousness everyone that Ani mentioned, and then beyond those that we are consciously aware of, but in the universal sense, very, very grateful that you're here, that you get to experience this very special guest. She is, I'm going to let her speak on behalf of herself, but my experience of her personally has been her music is very strong. It is very spiritual. It is very much aligned to these times that we're in, the consciousness of what we're looking at and contemplating, and I'm very excited and grateful that she agreed to be on the show. And so, Christy, first of all, I want to segue a little bit and say, today, callers, unfortunately, we're going to give as much time as we can to we're not going to take calls, so we're going to give as much time as we can to Christy to be able to talk to the two of us about her beautiful gifts and talents. So we won't be taking any calls at today's show, but we will resume taking calls with the following show coming up. So with that said, back to her name is Christy Joseph. And her artistry is incredible, not just music, but healing. And I will let her speak on behalf of herself. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so very much, Cynthia and Ani. I'm so honored to be a guest on your show. It's very exciting for me. It's the first interview I've ever done. So that's pretty cool.
That's great.
A little bit about myself, I guess, is that I write music. I basically feel like I channel words in music and write it mostly for myself as a way to heal myself and try to understand what's going on around me and life situations and to see the deeper meaning in things and not just the outward manifestation in this reality. And I've just come together and written songs, and I have two CDs out. I just released one called For a Ride. And like you said, Cynthia, it's a lot about, these changing times, because I feel like we are in quite a wide opportunity space in this lifetime right now. And I'd like to see it be embraced more in the positive and the way that it's going to move, as opposed to hanging out in the negative and fear base that has taken hold of a lot of us.
Absolutely.
That's kind of it in a nutshell, Cynthia.
Well, you know, Christy, I've had the honor and the pleasure to not only experience your music, but I'm also very aware and have been given the gifts to experience your Reiki, your ability to be that open, very pure vessel and receive that energy. You want to talk about how using Reiki energy in your music, and it's a part of you, your music is a part of you. What do you want to share about that?
Well, Reiki, I've been a Reiki master now for about 14 years, and it's a integral part of my life. I use it a little bit loosely, although I was trained in the traditional Reiki, Usui Reiki. I've moved on to do Karuna Reiki and the reconnection and various other energy things, and just kind of use those in my toolbox of I like to call it being a healing facilitator, because I think that all healing, you know, is self-healing, and one can really just help other people heal themselves. And the Reiki is just such a part of me that, you know, I pour it into my songs, into every aspect of my life, and I always consciously actually think about putting Reiki in there so it's available to anyone who's open to it and listening and gives permission. So that's the Reiki piece that's really been a tremendous gift and connection for me in my life.
Christy, when was, you know, I've only recently experienced your music, and, you know, we've all sat through hundreds of singer-songwriters. And,
yes.
You know, I've got to be, I have to be honest, I was absolutely floored. I was really moved by your music. Not just, I like the second album a great deal. I like that sort of very polished but raw edge that the acoustic feel has. But there's something in the quality of the rhymes that you use. You have a very interesting turn of phrase that sounds quite simplistic, but, you know, give me the grace and give me kindness. You know, most of all, give me open-mindedness. You know, open-mindedness, mindedness, kindness, there's a massive vibration in what you do. I mean, can you take us a little bit through the process of how you write a song? Does it all just pour out as a channel, or how does that work for you?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you. Actually, what happens is often there's a situation going on, and I'm frustrated by it or intrigued by it or just need some way to define it in my mind. And at my most challenging times, it's just such an amazing release to be able to go and write something down. So I'll just go to, you know, a pad of paper and write down some of the basic things I'm feeling, and the words just come out like that. They match. And, you know, it matches with, as I'm trying to explore what my truth is about it, how something is an opportunity that seems like just a total pain at the time. And, and I really truly decided, I've been doing music for quite some time and had a band in San Francisco, and this time around decided that I would really truly do it for myself. It was truly going to be an act of self-love, and so I find solace in my own words. I write the music for me to help me understand, and, you know, when I sing that, to help me find the kindness and the open-mindedness, I truly mean, you know, it's a mantra for me to myself.
You know, and that's when I'm, you know, listening to your songs and just also just looking at the lyrics on the page too. There's a beautiful healing vibration. The word mantra did come to mind for me. When did you decide that this was going to be your service to the universe, that you were going to combine the healing with the music?
Well, you know, the music has always been a part of my life since I can remember. I just always knew that that was my piece and my gift, and I didn't recognize the service piece because there was so much other stuff around it, and the definition of success in music and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I actually felt when I was in my teens that my life didn't have enough angst in it to be the kind of musician I thought I wanted to be. It was too normal. Like, oh, what do I write about, you know? I've got a nice, you know, comfortable, wonderful life, so it's maybe not going to work. But especially in this iteration, and actually Cynthia helped me a lot in that, when in some of the toning she does, which is so tremendously you know, affecting of a person, especially myself, that I really, the Reiki part was just to try to be in on my truth, you know, and really send Reiki to the energy that comes out of my voice, and to just to try to connect to the source. And and the rest just kind of, you know, happened. And so Cynthia's Tony made me realize that I could actually consciously think about putting Reiki in the long notes and just in the sound, because I love doing it anyway. I just feel like it's such an opportunity for me to send out energy, doing something positive and, in, you know, divine love, which is really what I want my whole life and every moment to be about.
You know, but, I have to say, I have to say real quick that I know Chrissy, and I have not only have the honor of, again, witnessing her artistry and her healing, but just to watch her interact in her with others and hear about her daily life. And Chrissy, you really are, I think your ability, not unlike Ani was saying, as a new person to your music and your consciousness and your message, but your ability is that you are connected in a purity, in a way that there is no disconnect. It's like the way that you live is a message. The way that you interact, it's always inclusive. It's not exclusive. I watch the way you talk and treat people and interact energetically, and you talk about self-love. You really emit from allowing self-love to come in and have a home within you. You really emit from you in your light body, in your grid system, universal love. It just envelops wherever you go. Those who are listening, her music, if you sit and listen to it, and we'll talk about where you can listen to it and purchase it and et cetera in just a moment, but you're enveloped not only in the meaning, like Ani was saying, but you're enveloped in the living energy that you are a part of. And it's really one of the most exquisite instruments, but the instrument includes who you are. And that's why I asked you to be here today, not only about your music, but that you are a part of your music, and that you are the living music. You, the way you live truly represents the messages that you have. You, sometimes in artists, there's a disconnect. They want to be seen in a different way than the way they are, or they're trying to attain that. And for you, it's a constant collaboration with the instruments of the universe and yourself as one.
Thank you for saying that. I do that. I do feel, I've come to understand in my life that the best you can do is to model. And, you know, the whole idea of self-love has been so misunderstood. Sometimes I like to say it is just self-kindness. Be as kind to yourself as you would somebody else, which is really sad to say, not that common. And so I do try to live it. I've got two girls, you know, two daughters, and I really want to model for them as well as anyone else. But, you know, the greatest thing for me is that the understanding of this is that, you know, oh, wait, my purpose in life is that I should have fun and to try to find the fun and joy in everything. And that's a pretty fun, delicious purpose to have. So, you know, singing is such a bliss for me. It's the one place I can get lost, and I just, music in general, you know, I love music, and there's never a moment that I don't have a tune or something going through my head of a rhythm. So it really does permeate my every, you know, molecule, and I just feel so grateful and appreciative that I get the opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a second. I think I heard a beep. Did we have a caller?
Yes.
Hello. Is there a caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Nathaniel from California.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Nathaniel, did you have a question?
You know, I'm kind of looking for some property. I don't know. I've had a few readings. I don't know about where it is, but I don't know if you're doing readings or taking questions, or that would be inappropriate.
You know what? I'm totally available to answer your question. However, today's show is, we are having a special guest. She is a fantastic, incredible, wondrous singer, songwriter, healer. So we're not really taking questions today, but you can go ahead and look at my website, which is Cynthia Sloan, the number 9.com. My phone number's on there. Why don't you give me a call, and I will answer your question later, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. Have a good evening, then. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Chrissy, are you there? Chrissy? Ani?
I'm here. Did we lose Chrissy?
Sorry.
No.
I heard the beep and thought, well, maybe my battery's and then all of a sudden I thought, well, I'll just put it in the, you know, the place that it recharges, and it clicked off. So I'm sorry, I think that was me.
Well, it's not
no
to have
problem
you back.
At all. Yes, absolutely. It's great to have you back, and no problem at all.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Listen, you were talking about how joy and your music and the ability that when you play your music, it takes you into a place. I think this wasn't your word, but when you were saying it, I was seeing the place of freedom, the place mm-hmm. where you're unlimited, and that's
yeah.
where we left off. Go ahead.
I guess that's, I don't know, that the joy is that I get to have it be my purpose and that it can line up that way and that it is a gift to others because it's really a gift to me more than anything, it feels like.
You know, and I think it's your, and then I want Ani, I want to ask Ani a question. I think it's your own relationship with what you are creating and that you are connected to what you're creating, that it's moving through you and moving you as well, that you're able to share with others a moving lyric, a moving message. So it's almost like you are creating a language that speaks for itself and its message is carried in sound waves through rays of love from the heart. And it moves beyond the mental capacity for people to block it or question it or even not hear it. So what I see happening is that you have that ability and it is...
I'm not touching my phone.
Okay,
<Don't laughs> good.
Don't jump. Hello, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Hi,
hello?
Caller. Hi.
Yes.
Did you have a question for our guest today?
Yes. Well, I don't have a question. I just want to comment on her music that I've heard her CD.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
Wow. Where did you hear it?
Some friend gave it to me, and some family members of hers gave it to me, and I just want to say how wonderful it is and how much we enjoy listening to it.
Oh, that's great.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Okay, well, thank you. I really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, do you know where to get more? Do you know, Chris, this would be a good time to give, Christy, for you to give this caller your information and other listeners of how to reach you, either however you want them to reach you. Go ahead.
Well, you can reach me through my website, which is christyjoseph.com, christiejoseph.com, or by email at the same christy@comcast.net. So, and those also have links of CD Baby where my CD can be purchased.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, caller, for calling in. We all appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Wonderful. Ani.
Yes, hello.
Ani. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. How are you? Fabulous. Ani, I wanted to invite you to, if you have any comments or and give you a chance to talk and be heard.
Why, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Christy, I just have to ask, you know, truth and love and light and compassion and integrity and all of these things don't sell records on the whole, unless you know, into the whole evangelical music scene or whatever, which you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you, in general, sort of who is your audience?
Well, the sound is kind of that indie sound, and right now, especially like in Portland, Oregon, where I live, it's a well-supported genre. And so, I'm not sure who the audience is. I just feel like I'll just get out there to play and set it up and then see what turns out. Because I actually, you know, the sound has a nice pop, kind of accessible sound to it. And so the lyrics to me are just something that, you know how sometimes you just hear a song, you don't even know the lyrics or you sing them funny, or even they're not the best lyrics, but the hook on them is so good you find yourself singing it over and over. And so that was kind of what my hope is to have it be kind of, you know, mindless affirmations almost, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, you're right. It does have a really good pop sound to it, and they're very well crafted, very well written songs. And you know, I'm a big believer in simplicity. I'm a big believer in, you know, less is more. So you know, but it's when you hear the song, when you say it's mindless affirmations, I know what you mean. But it, your songs are a little bit more than that. They're quite a bit more than that. I actually had to stop. Like I said, I listen to a lot of singer-songwriters, and I'm like, oh, here's another one, boom, 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 boom. But when I was listening to your music, it actually, the frequency made me stop, and it made me shudder in certain places. So I think that I'm delighted that you've joined the Portland scene, because you're part of a shift in the collective consciousness. Of course, Portland is a wonderful town, and we believe that weird is wonderful, and we want to keep Portland weird. You know, it's a great town. It's open-minded. It's accessible, and we're all wonderful people here. But you know, has it been a good home for you? I mean, has it really been a good move for you? Is this where you're supposed to be? Because I'm hoping you're going to stay.
Yes, it totally is. I feel so connected to the land here. I mean, that's the other piece of my music is that, you know, I have a little studio out. We live on kind of out in an area where there's lots of big trees and have a large yard with really big trees and a studio, and I feel like I have a personal connection with all the plants and animals, and there are so many that exist in this particular space. And I think that's part of it for me, is that I'm just so connected to the land and the people and the energy here. It really speaks to me, and I feel it obvious, the connection between, you know, just it and the big trees in my yard. I don't know. It's really, and the birds that come to hear me. I mean, the animals actually come out and watch me when I'm singing out in the studio, which is who I sing to most of the time.
You don't have to be ashamed of that. We're all a bunch of liberal tree-hugging people here. It's really cool.
I want to mention that your generosity of spirit, Christy, and your generosity of love and your generosity of giving, there, you give from an unlimited place, and a place where your non-attachment to what you will receive from it is really, I think, why on so many levels you're showing up now I would say, the maximum capacity of who you are, and then going beyond that, because you're so needed. People, the consciousness that you carry, and individuals like you that are not attached to the smallness, but their generosity of spirit and giving and showing up is so much bigger than anything. It's why I think really not only this platform is one that Ani and I delighted in creating for you, but also that many more will appear and show up, because your music and your spirit and your connection to, I see you receiving messages almost in an unconscious or conscious way, depending upon your moment, daily, I see just blessings coming from her, people. I see you blessing everything from the morning to the bird to the person to the thought. You are just constantly giving blessings, blessings, blessings. And I see you doing that. Appreciation and blessings,
yeah.
Absolutely. And that comes back not only to you, but it goes out into the universe. It gathers in momentum. It gathers in magnetics, in the electrical charge, and it is offered then tenfold. And so that's why I say we're so excited that coming up, hopefully this summer, that we'll be able to go sit live and listen to Christy play, and that information will be on our website, and we'll also plug it as soon as we know when and where, that you'll be able to sit in and be in her presence live at a park or wherever, any other avenue she shares with us that she'll be, and be able to feel enveloped and at one with not only what she's saying, but really I would say the atmosphere embraces not only you but those around you. It's really incredible. You're really a phenomenal person.
Thank you so much. I really feel grateful and delighted that I could have that opportunity of service. It's such a something I would hope to model, and one of the songs I that I have on this CD, the title song actually, is about, for me, you know, before I undertook the CD, I was kind of in a place of feeling like, well, you know, here I go again, should I do this? But I have these songs, and maybe I should wait till I have more money to do it, or this or that, and I just got a hit, you know, from Spirit, like, no, this is your service. This is not an ego thing or about you. This is something you need to do. And so the words came to me, well, just don't wait till you're confident. It's almost like, you know, waiting till you have enough money to have kids. It just seems like it never happens. So it was, you know, don't wait to be confident. Just go and try things, and then the right thing will come. But the key is that finding your passion and then your service in alignment with your passion, because, you know, I believe that's how things are going to evolve, and to the benefit and win-win of everybody. And really, that's the piece that I hope to, any part that I can play in that would be just such an opportunity that I would, you know, jump at, because I really feel like, to have it work for everybody and to move out of that, paradigm of duality is going to be just so amazing.
I totally agree. I think Ani and I both do, and I think that whoever's listening, wherever you are in the universe and around the world, let's get this person on the radio. Let's get this person on more radio, on the internet, on television, in parks, wherever we can, people, connect with her and help her to get out there, because in turn you'll be helping yourselves to feel inspired, to feel uplifted, and to feel like anything is possible. Money?
And yes, may I make a suggestion that medical practitioners everywhere play her music in their waiting rooms, whether you come from complementary medicine, alternative medicine, energetic medicine, traditional medicine, or everything else in between, because the vibration is absolutely beautiful, and it's better than all of that New Age rubbish that goes around and puts everyone to sleep. So I'm going to go on a personal campaign, Christy, to get your music into all of the offices of all the waiting rooms of all the medical practitioners. And if I can, I'm going to hire you to come and sing while I do my healing sessions. You know, one of the things... you're going to have to tone it down a bit, but I think it's going to be great. You know, I think it's going to work. You know, in the song For a Ride, which I really love, you know, I'm always saying God is not to be discovered, God is to be uncovered, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I love your little phrase, it seems we're all searching for our light, looking for our meaning and our reason why. Maybe we should call off the search and then just see what turns up, you know, what moves us to love, and let that define what we're made of. It's like, where are we searching? It's all inside. And you sum it up so well. And without judgment, and you sum it up in such a sweet, sweet way. I think that's really what I appreciate, that you're a really mature spiritual being who does the work for the sake of doing the work, and you can just stand there and tell it like it is, with gentleness and with kindness. And then when you actually listen to the song and you know, you read the lyrics, you go, well, duh. Why didn't I think of that? You make it so... I appreciate the directness of your lyrics. They're sweet, they're gentle, but they tell the story exactly the way it needs to be told. And it's just perfect, my girl. I just love this stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your feedback about it, too. I really... that was definitely my intention, and the kindness and the non-judgment is really about, you know, again, self-love, because I wrote the song to myself, and it really is about that. I do find people, you know, just searching and searching. The problem with that whole search is that, of course, it's outside ourselves, and that's why I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. In fact, that might be an indication of something. You know what I mean? It feels to me like when you're in your passion, then the service, even if it would be considered hard, doesn't feel hard because you love doing it. So it's not so much about sacrifice. I feel like sacrifice, you know, takes away, as opposed to just, giving and the whole thing, Cynthia, that you had mentioned about, you know, the giving without expectation, is because I totally, totally recognize that the giving, the joy in the giving is totally for me. I really, you know, that was it. That was what I wanted from it. So anything that might come back is just like, you know, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, mm-hmm. the whole piece ended for me with just the opportunity to give.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and now comes the journey, actually, in your receiving. So you give so much, now part of the journey, for not just for yourself, but for everyone who's out there in their creative process, and they've opened up, they're being called upon and heard, and showing up for that calling is now is the beautiful part of the journey, inclusive of all of it, but the part of the journey where you get to receive and fill your heart with more and more of what you receive, and then be able to create in even bigger ways. What I often say to people is, in our humanity, so many human beings, or the consciousness of many forms, contract and hold back and say, true service is only to give and not to receive, and or I'm going to give at huge volumes and only receive as little as possible. And what ends up happening is an imbalance, and then what ends up happening with the imbalance is disconnects and things fall through. And so if anybody is listening and participating, and if it resonates with you, that part of your ability to be of service is to receive, regardless of the modality or venue, whether it's financial or otherwise, part of your ability to continually be out there and expand even further to the tips of the universe, is your ability to receive information, receive love, receive insight, receive connection, you know, financial, whatever it is for you. And I'm so excited for you right now, and you're part of the journey, because that is what is happening right now, in not just right now, but you've received the words, the music, you are the inspiration. Those words, my dear, would not exist in the particular way that you put them in the particular format of rhythm of life had you not already have been the blank slate and the masterpiece. So know that without you, your voice and your choice to become that instrument, it would not have come through exactly the way it did. So you are part of that divine work of art, and now you get to receive and receive and receive and receive in order to be able to give and give and give and have service that's just that much bigger.
That sounds fun to me. I'm open to that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's balance and harmony in all things, you know.
Right.
If we quiet down and we, like my grandmother used to say, if we triple the wisdom that we learn, we will triple the money that we earn, and we won't even worry about it. Everything is just balanced and harmonious. There's an even exchange in all things. And the people who do the, like I said, the people who do the work for the sake of doing the work, just quietly, centeredly, in a state of, or at least ascending to self-realization, you can't not be supported for the work that you do. It's just as simple as that, in all sorts of many and myriad ways. We're so looking forward to seeing what you're going to come up with, and to go to your gigs and to listen to you, and I want to experience a healing treatment from you.
Oh,
as well.
That would be my pleasure.
You know, I'm just thinking, This is a good thing for Portland, a very good thing indeed.
Well, you know, your healing treatments are amazing. I mean, I have to say, I was in a group setting. There are many, many people in the group, and in deep gratitude, they were all sending me energy, and I literally had to open my eyes because somebody was standing behind me, and their energy was so pure, so strong, so universal, and the source was so filled with light and love that and so much stronger that I had to open my eyes, turn around and look, and there was Christy standing there with a huge smile on her face and this huge heart light. I mean, this enormous heart light. So I can't speak highly enough of that capacity of yours either, because I really took notice of it, and my entire being did as well.
So I definitely recommend, I don't know if that's an avenue that you're open to offering others. That would be up to you, and of course on an individual basis, but you definitely have it going on.
Thank you. It's, again, I'm just the channel. I just give permission for it to happen. And as with Reiki and most energy work, what you give, you get. So that's always such an enjoyable aspect of it.
But, you know, you don't have ego. You have zero minus ego. You literally, in your daily living and in your healing, there is zero ego. There's no limitation, no contraction, no wobble. The light body is completely aligned. It's strong. There is zero ego. And that makes a difference in what is received, how it is received, and how it is given. And the longevity of how long it stays around and its effect, et cetera, and so on and so forth. And you have it going on because there is no limitation. There are many receivers out there who limit what they are receiving because they are interrupting it with their ego or with other aspects of themselves. You really, and it's not even an aspect for you, I think, and I'm more asking you than telling you, but I don't really feel you having to step out of the way because you're not necessarily in the way as the being receiving because you're not coming from that place.
Well, I'm always so open to the truth. I really have dedicated myself to understanding the truth of something. And I'm willing
mm-hmm.
to, you know, be open to whatever that is and try not to have judgment. And I think that might be part of it, is that I just, you know, the ego doesn't have a part in that because my connection to wanting to know the truth of something, you know, supersedes that. So, and I found that, you know, in my life that, you know, when ego did play a part, that it was the piece that that kept me from my truth. And so, you know, I think I consciously didn't discard it as much as just focused completely on finding truth and not letting anything that doesn't feel truth, you know, at least examining it, trying to understand it, because I don't really want to have anything that's not truth. It's just so much easier to operate in life when you're completely in the place of truth, so that something happens and it doesn't turn out the way you thought, or, you know, will do something and inadvertently something else will happen that I didn't mean to happen, and someone doesn't interpret it as very good. At least I can go back and try to reconcile it, knowing I was always coming from truth and, you know, unconditional love, so that I don't have to have that piece of judging myself and getting mad and trying to understand that, but instead trying to reconcile and try to find the truth in any given situation.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. It really is. You know, let's take this moment right now to once again, Christy, give people the information, if you would, of how to reach you.
You can reach me through my website, which is ChristyJoseph.com, with a ChristieJoseph. And there's a way to sign up to my mailing list there, or you can contact me directly by email at ChristyJ@comcast.net. And my music is available at CD Baby. There's a website called Number One Music, and if you go to numberonemusic.com/ChristyJoseph, there's a place you can go and listen to all the songs and download them for free. And there's also another website called SoundClick, SoundClick.com/ChristyJoseph, where you can, the songs are available, and I believe the lyrics are as well. There's a lot of places. If Yahoo me, there's many other sites. I'm not sure of all the names of them right now, right off the top of my head. But my website has some of the songs as well, and they're available to download for free. At this point, I really just want to see what happens if I can get my music out there, because I like that service piece of it, and I'd like to see truth be something embraced in the world right now.
Beautiful. Thank
you. Power to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. There are many of us, aren't there? I love that.
Yes. You are not alone.
Yes, there are. And as Ani stated, apparently all over the world. So yay for
that. Even in the Armenian Democratic Republic.
That's
everywhere.
That's exciting.
Well, I wanted to know, Christy, do you find that, first of all, do you find teenagers or different age ranges listening to your music? And then do you find that your music gives them contemplation, or do they, not necessarily your children, but children in general, are they, what's your perspective? I would love to know your perspective on the up-and-coming consciousness of teenagers and children around us.
Well, I actually was a Girl Scout leader for nine years and started with a group of quite a few, like 16 or 17 girls when they were 6 years old. And so we kind of grew up together in those 9 years, and I've given all of them my CDs, and they love it. I'm always surprised when really young people like it, but they love it. And little kids really like it. They seem to, you know, I have a couple people that I gave it to, mothers, and they say, you know, dinner time, we have to play this song. The baby loves this song, you know. And so it's totally thrilling to me when it resonates, and it seems to. I'm open to it being, you know, that the, you know, it will be, it will attract those who are ready to hear it, or, you know, ready for that kind of energy. But I find that teenagers and young people, at least the ones that I've given it to, have really embraced it, put it on their playlist, put it on their iPods. And my daughter, my oldest daughter Chloe, sings background vocals on three of the songs, and she loves giving it out to her friends, and her friends like it. And so that's like totally fantastic to me. I love the idea of them embracing it, and I think they get it. I think they totally get it. They know the words, they listen to words, and that's like the best I could hope for, really.
I mean, I think your words are inspiring to adults, and I think for children they're empowering and inspiring. They give them hope, understanding, and a place to connect to each other.
That would be the best I could do. Kids are our future. I love them all. Mm-hmm. I'm just totally amazed time and time again at the depth of young people right now. You know, little kids, little babies coming in. You just see the old soulness about them. And you know, I don't know, all the teenagers I know, and I know several, you know, in the 15 to 21-year-old range, or I guess that's not teens. Anyway, they're just fantastic people. They give me such hope for the future. They're caring people. They care about the truth and fairness and what's right, and they really seek to do things, you know, not for immediate gratification, but for understanding. And that just makes me so hopeful for the future. I really, you know, when you get to that place and think, how can we be at the place we're supposed to be in 2012 in this current state we are? When I see these young people, I think, It'll happen. It'll totally happen. And what wonderful guardians they're coming out and joining us and turning out to be for the planet.
I totally agree. And that's so well put. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, okay, well, she could write a book. She could be an inspirational speaker. She could hold forums for teenagers and up-and-coming consciousness. I mean, there's really no, for any of us, but focusing on you, there's no limitation to how we can be of service, and then how we can invite others to contemplate how their voice can be heard. So for you, I just see the sky's the limit. I mean, not just with your music, but your music embracing others and inviting them to come in with their voice and match yours or share with yours, and just take it all the way. So, I mean, if anything, let this be an inspirational rooting section here for you at bbsradio.com with Ani and I, that we totally support you. We love what you're doing. I personally know you and have the gift and honor of knowing you, and I really do consciously think about how you live. And that is an inspiration to me, Christy, I want you to know. And, yeah, it really is.
Thank you so much. It's
you're welcome.
I really hope people can see that it's all about being happy and finding your way in that regard. That because everything becomes a joy, and then, you know, the whole community and connection with other people is such a powerful piece, the whole coming together. I do see it happening, you know. You
mm-hmm.
you have done a lot to bring that about, and it's wonderful. What a gift to be in this lifetime at this space and time. I just feel so honored and so humbled by it, you know. It's really it feels like, whoa, I don't deserve that kind of stuff, but you know, I really if it inspires, and that was the other piece in my whole wanting integrity and such, as if it could inspire others to see that being in that place of integrity and service and joy, that anyone can do it, that it's just a matter of deciding you want to do it, and then going there and seeing how wonderful and beneficial, not only to oneself, but to those they are in service to, that's just the utopia I see coming about. And I hope, you know, so I really appreciate that, that I could model that. And sometimes when I'm having my challenges, I'll think, well, maybe I've got this challenge just so I can see how it feels and I can try to overcome it, because I know that if I can do that with a sense of doing it for the planet, for example, like, you know, feeling pain at a certain point and really go ahead and feel it and release it, then maybe I'm helping the planet do that as well, or at least setting the path so that it's easier for anyone else to do that, just because the path has kind of been, you know, set up a little bit so you can see it, you know, on probably an energetic or non-conscious level. But whatever, it does give a purpose to dealing with things and finding the opportunity in everything, because I really believe that everything does provide an opportunity. And, you know, when we stop judging everything and deciding how we don't like it and how we want to fix it, instead to just see, whoa, what was the opportunity in this? I mean, sometimes it's, oh, what's the opportunity in this? But, you know, it still ends up being one. And I really, I love that, because it changes. It shifts everything and makes everything acceptable in its way, and you know, an action can be taken, not a victim, but a total situation of full responsibility, and then you can set your own course the way you'd like it to be.
Well put. Mm. Well put.
Thank
Christy,
you.
I have a question for you. Not that I want to put you on the spot. Ha ha ha. Any advice for young married couples who are seeking to start a family in this day and age?
Yeah, I think that since the kids coming in are, you know, they obviously are coming with purpose, that those who do that with, you know, for the right reasons, for wanting to facilitate that, you know, the soul's journey of another human being, it's a huge responsibility, but it's been one of the greatest joys in my life. I don't think I understood what love was until I had my daughter. I thought I did, but, you know, it's just such a profound feeling. And I think that coming from that place of fear, choosing not to have kids because of the fear of the world that they'll be inheriting, is not really in alignment with the truth. I think these are the people coming in to help make the world a better place, and to claim all the lifetimes that they've had to help bring us forth into this place. So if they're just ready to give unconditional love, it's the ultimate opportunity for that.
That is the key, isn't it, in all things. The unconditional love will sort out the conditional world that we have. Unconditional love heals the conditional world. Thank you for sharing that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Cynthia.
Ani.
Hey. I have to say, you know, I mean, I'm thrilled that you invited Christy along on this. This was such an eye-opener and such an inspiration for me, and I'm really blessed with this music. So thank you, Cynthia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, thank you, Cynthia.
For bringing Christy to the, not just to my attention, of course, not that, you know, I'm not important, I am, but to the attention of everybody in Portland and now all over the world. So this is fabulous. We want to extend the circle of healing, right? We want as many practitioners out there doing their work in their way with purity of intent and correct placement of intent. And we want to spread the word. So consider the word spread, everyone.
Yay. Yeah. I really feel to empower another only makes us happy. It's like the best you can do. To me, that's when I feel, when I see someone else take hold of their life and feel good about themselves, maybe because they were inspired or something, you know, whatever, even a song, because songs do that to me, you know. When I'm writing my song, sometimes I'll think, even though I'm so into it personally and I don't have any perspective, my ultimate goal is that they will be like other songs have been for me that just so move me. Like a song can just come on and it's just like, it's just such a moving experience of just joy or connection or just bliss, really. So I can only hope that I could get a fraction, you know, not get, but that I would inspire a fraction of that from someone hearing my music. That's to me the ultimate best I could do, really.
Well, you know what? Consider that goal of yours already accomplished and then some. So know that your effect on those of us who have had the blessing to hear your music and to know you, that has already been fully received and is coming back to you in waves of love and gratitude. And so now it's about just following your light and your truth, like you were saying, and following it, creating with it, and partnering with it, and just going where the service is needed. You know, I mean, if Ani and I had anything to do with this, we would have you on a world tour, you know, starting tomorrow.
Yes, I could be your backup singer.
I need one of those.
Yeah, I'm there. Count me in.
So, Christy, thank you so much. It's been, of course, I knew it would be joyful and full of laughter, but inspirational and hopeful. And thank you to all of the listeners and participants and your light and your focus and this holographic grid of community that we are a part of and that we have created here tonight and that will only continue. I thank you so much, Christy. And one last time, how do people get a hold of you? Just give them whatever you want.
Just my website, ChristyJoseph.com, and my email address is ChristyJ@Comcast.net. And thank
Great.
You, Cynthia and Ani. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's been such a joy. You made it so easy for me, and it's such a gift. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'm just sitting here smiling in my little space.
Thank you.
It's such a gift. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And stay on the line. Don't hang up yet. We're going to be wrapping this up, but I wanted listeners to know that my website had disappeared, and now there's a new one online. You can reach it at Cynthia Sloan, S as in Sun, L-O-N, the number 9.com. Do check it out. There's an incredible workshop coming up that is really going to assist in so many areas and help expand that community of oneness and truth and healing. And Ani, do you have anything you want to share that's coming up?
Yes, actually, for those of you who live in the greater Portland area, my spiritual salon is coming up this Sunday, April the 26th at 2 o'clock. So do go to my website, which hasn't changed, aniavadisian.com, and click on salon, and that will give you all the details. And these are wonderful opportunities for you to discuss in a safe environment general metaphysics and spirituality. Always fun, and there's tea and chocolate.
There. Great.
Yep.
Great. Well, everyone, thank you so much. Tune in to our next show, which looks like it will be May 4th.
and we'll surprise you with what the topic is at that time. And as always, Ani, you want to let them know what our email address is?
You betcha, because I want to hear from all over the world. It's BrazilBrit@gmail.com, BrazilBrit@gmail.com.
Thank you. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, I was just gonna sign off here, Cynthia, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
All righty. Ani Avedisyan, encouraging you to let your imagination drive your incarnation.
And this is Cynthia Sloan. As always, if it resonates, make it your own. Thank you, Seth.
Wow, yes, thank you.